Hello everyone, hope you all are doing good. So without wasting any time, let me start my topic. But before that, I want to ask you something. What do you do before doing anything? Yeah, it's my question. What do you do before doing anything or any work? I think most of you have got the answer. You plan for that. Obviously, before doing anything, you do planning. So, today I am going to talk about planning. But most of you will think that we know planning, we do plan. So, what are you going to talk about? Yeah, let me clear one thing that everyone do planning. But sometimes we get failure. We do not succeed in a plan. So what is the reason behind that failure? It's improper planning. So I'm going to talk about the best process which can be followed before doing any planning. Basically, the process of planning. Let me first recall the names of the process step by step. Then I will talk in detail about that. The first process of planning is analyze opportunity. Yeah, analyze opportunity is the first process. Then establish objective, the next step. Establish objective. Then identify alternative. Identify alternative. Then evaluation. Evaluation. Then selection. Selection. Then the last step, implementation. But it's not the last. After that, there is one more step that we need to do, which is very important as well. It's review plan. Review plan. So I will talk about this process by a short example. Because examples give us a wide and brief view about anything. So let us take an example. As the COVID has started, the stage of COVID-19 second wave have started. So again, the online classes got more importance. So I want to introduce a software which would help students in online studies, which will avail them books online. They can save their any books. They can gather all data in a single software. So it's what is that? I have analyzed an opportunity. It was the basic first step. I got opportunity. Although it was a challenging time, but I found opportunity there that I can do something for that. It's the first step of planning. When we get any opportunity, then we start planning. Then I will establish an objective. My objective is to build a software which will help students to save their data and even get data from different website on a single software. It's my objective. Then I will identify the alternative. I would identify that I can also make an application which would be easily accessible in their mobile phones as well. I have an option that I can also make a website which can link other websites, or I can make it for Android or Mac or Microsoft software. I have different options. So I will identify all the alternatives which are available for me for doing that things. Then I will evaluate that. The next step which we need to do evaluation, which is going to be beneficial, which is going to have more effective, which is going to be more effective in what way? As applications are used by everyone today, everyone have mobile phone, But software may not be more, it may be complicated for students. So I will recall an application. Then I would also think that most of the people also use softwares, computer softwares. So I would think that I will do both. I will evaluate every alternative which I have got in the previous step. Then I will think that which is going to be effective and useful for me. Then the next step is selection. I will select an alternative which is going to be beneficial for me and even for the students which they are going to use. Even I will select that, and after selection, I'm going to implement my plan. I have did the proper evaluation and I have selected that plan, then I'm going to implement that plan. I would do my best in that implementation so that I would make a effective application so that it can be used by every student. Then, after doing implementation, it got in the market and it would be used by many students. Then, the na last step, which I have told, it's very important, review plan. I would review that, is everything going well according to my plan? There may be some difficulties which students would get, which would I know after they will use that. So I would review my plan that everything is going well. If not, then I need to correct that. I need to correct my plan, which we call checking out my plan or controlling. We have named it in many ways, but I would say that reviewing the plan, that implementation had been proper or not. And after implementation, what are the complications? Maybe there would be no complications, but we need to review our plan timely, that everything is going well or not. This was a small and a big example. I have used the oxymoron that small and big. Small in the sense I have taken small example, but it has a wide meaning. That's why I said that it's a big as well as small. Example was small, but it has a wide meaning, so I have said that it's a big. You can follow these steps in every planning. You would get success. However, it's a very effective way to plan yourself by step by steps. By following these steps, you can plan for anything from your day-to-day life work to a big startup idea. You can plan anything by following these steps. So let me complete my session for the day. It's an effective way to do planning before doing anything, but we need to follow the proper plan, the proper steps, then we will get definitely success. This is the basic key to get success, planning, only planning. So that's all for today. Thank you.